2, 4, 6, 8 of the barbecue pork rinds, and then 4 of the butter popcorn. Is that for you?
Yeah, man, I'm hungry.
So Brim's, we're a small snack food company based out of Memphis, Tennessee. They started with just making pork rinds and cracklings. This is what my family has done for a long time. My grandfather was a part of it, my dad's a part of it, my mom, my brother. So I went to the University of Alabama for a mechanical engineering degree, and then was kind of tired of engineering by the time I graduated. And my dad mentioned, hey, why don't you just run a route? I enjoy this job now because I'm actually out talking to people. I enjoy hearing people's stories. You got shot.
Remember like last year, like year and a half ago?
Yeah.
The Christmas Eve?
Yeah. You got shot?
Yeah, right here. See?
Dude, I didn't realize you got shot. And then there's another store, an Indian lady who is, she's hilarious. She's tough as nails, because when I first started doing this, I wasn't the most consistent of showing up on time or.
It was gonna be consequences of his action. He was gonna be on the back of the store where nobody shops, behind a cooler door where his chips were gonna get smashed every time when somebody opens the door.
And she straightened me out.
Every 2 weeks become every 3.5 weeks. Then sometimes we're back to back every other week, and then we're not here for a month. Inconsistency. Come on, Luke.
Ever since that point, that's when I started viewing my job less of being about making sales and making money and more about taking care of people.
Those are new. I'll give you them.
Which one to see? I have a passion for helping low-income people, and I want this store to be cheaper than the grocery store down the road.
Okay.
And still make a living.
Still make a living, that's right.
Because I can't help them if I'm not making a living.
Yeah, I'll bring you all the news.
Okay.
Yes, I need to make money, but at the same time, I want to be the cheapest store in town to help the low-income people. Because they need support just like I do. We all got to help each other and take care of each other.
We're a small family-run company. We're not a billion-dollar Utz or Golden Flake. We don't have shareholders and people like that that we have to please. That kind of allows us to provide products at a reasonable price. Just a regular bag of Doritos from a gas station, that's over $2 now, which is hard for a lot of people. The decision makers at those big companies keep their jobs when the numbers on paper look good. So if the numbers are down, they'll cut pay or they'll lay people off. I understand what they're doing. They've got a responsibility to shareholders. You know, my goal is to help make that store as good as it can be. That's one thing that really helped me, is knowing that, you know, technically on paper I'm working for myself, but just by doing that in and of itself helps everybody.
All right, 2, 4, 6, 8.